Brian and Trisha on this Monday. It is January 4th, and this guy in England, he got quite intoxicated last, well, I guess it was not last week. It was Christmas Eve. I've missed a week since I was off last week.
He might have as well.
Yeah, well, apparently he did. He got intoxicated, and then he legally changed his name.
Oh, no.
To Celine Dion.
Just like in like a drunken fit?
Yeah. And he forgot all about it. I don't know if he forgot it or just didn't know it because he was so intoxicated. But he got the paperwork in the mail last week. And so he discovered that his name is no longer Thomas, but he's Celine Dion.
He says, wow.
He says he's going to keep it. He said he was watching her on TV, a concert at the time, and he filled out an online application, paid the $120 fee, and then went to sleep and forgot all about it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change my name to Celine Dion. This is a great idea.
Oh, he says
she's a great singer, and I admire her. I'm just saying, I got a check for $120 right here.
Oh, he says that he plans to keep the name. And depending on how difficult it makes his life.
Oh, man.
He's got quite a story to tell now.
This is why America is the greatest nation, because you have to go to court to change your name here.
Yeah, you can't just do that.
And you're not allowed to be drunk in court testifying or giving, you know, any kind of anything in front of a judge.
Right.
So. The judge, why would you like to change your name? Well, it's a long story, Your Honor. Well, we'll do this on a day when you're sober. How about that?
Good choice. Yes. Oh, yeah. Could you imagine opening the mail and you're like, wait, what? What? Celine D? What? What?
My name is John Wayne. What?